Starting from Metziah Daf Nun Vav, and we're going to pick up at the Masiv Rav Sheshes, about 9 lines up from the bottom of Nun Hey Amud Beis. So the Mishnah began in continuing the sugya of Chaimesh, which came all the way off of a number of Dafim ago, that Aina, when we're discussing Aina, what the Shira Aina is for money. We said that you can use Aina for Meiser Sheni, and then that segued us into many different topics in regards to Chaimesh. And most recently, we were discussing that there were 5, the Mishnah at the top of the Amud discussed that there are 5 categories of when you pay Chaimesh. One of them is Truma. And in Truma, there were 5 examples of a person who eats Truma, Bishegig, having to pay a Chaimesh. One of them is Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, which is the Truma that gets taken off to Kohen from the Levi's portion of the Meiser of Demai. And if a person ate that Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, he's going to have to pay a Chaimesh. Now, the problem is, it's a din d'rabbanon, okay? And the Gemara asked, Rabbi Elazar asked, v'chiyasu chachamim chizikul d'vein kishal Torah, really, are we going to enforce a chaimesh on something that's demai? Something, normally, chachamim only enforce their din strongly when it comes to, like, lasa siyag, but something like this, which is more like punitive, you're paying as a penalty for eating, the chachamim wouldn't normally say that. And the Gemara answers, yeah, we do see that the Chachamim do enforce. By why? Because maybe get Medina Sayam, the Shliach is supposed to say B'fanei Nachta, B'fanei Nachta. If he fails to do so, says Rameir, the Yotzi Bavlad, Mamzer, that the child would be a Mamzer. So we do see that Asu Chachamim Chizuk Devarim Kishal Torah. Most of Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes is going to ask another kasha. Mechal Inoisai Kesef Al Kesef. If you have money that is Meiser Sheni, meaning you had Meiser Sheni fruits that was Mechal onto money, now you have the money, so you can exchange it for other Kesef. Nechoshes Al Nechoshes. You can exchange it for Nechoshes, copper coins. Kesef Al Nechoshes. If let's say you have Kesef silver coins of Meiser Sheni, you can exchange it for copper coins. Nechoshes Al Peiros. And you can even exchange your coins back into Peiros. Rashi says, okay, we're being very makel over here and saying that you could even, you don't have to just take the money up and then buy fruits in Yerushalayim. Even outside Yerushalayim, you can exchange it back. But you have to go ahead and be paid to the payers back onto money. And then, and then you bring the money up to Yerushalayim and buy fruits there. And no, you don't have to be paid to the payers again. That you could bring the payers themselves up and eat them in Yerushalayim. Now the point is that umi mechalin kesef al nechoshes. So the problem is that from the Reisha, right? Rashi learns this is we're asking from the Reisha, not from the Seifa case. In the Reisha case, what we're saying is mechalin. I say kesef al kesef. It's all within Rameir. You can be mechal kesef on kesef, nechoshes on nechoshes, and kesef on nechoshes. And we're trying to ask, hold on 1 second. How can we say you could do that? Umi mechalin kesef al nechoshes. Can you mechal kesef of meiser sheni silver onto nechoshes v'atanan? I, the Mishnah says, the separate Mishnah says, selah shel meiser sheni v'shel chulin shenis arvu, maybe b'selah ma'is. If you have a selah of meiser sheni and chulin that got mixed up, you have to bring a selah ma'is. You have to bring a selah ma'is, right? V'aymer kol makam she yeshna selah shel meiser sheni mecholelas al ma'is halalu. You, anywhere that money is, would be mechol onto this money. U'bayres hayafa shemehen u'mechalala. And you have to take the nicer one. You have to take the nicer one, assuming that that was Meiser Sheni, and go ahead and be Mechalel money onto money, again, where it got mixed up. Now, the point is that you can be Mechalel your Ma'is Meiser Sheni onto other Ma'is Midaychak, Midaychak, okay, not for the purposes of just trading up. It's only Midaychak in a situation like this where it got mixed up. And this is, it's only short term. Okay, that you could only go ahead and be mechal your kesef onto nechoshes, which is a downgrade, only short term in a doichak situation, but you have to go ahead and be remechal them at the kesef. But katani mias mechal and midoichak midoichak yenshalem midoichak loy, that it's only, we have a mishnah that says that you could only go ahead and be mechal kesef onto nechoshes midoichak, but you can't do it lechachila. And Remeir said at the beginning, when Rishishas quoted, Mechal and I say kesef al kesef nechoshes al nechoshes kesef al nechoshes. We see that you can go ahead lechachila. Now, if Rameir is extra stringent, that the Rameir holds that also chacham mechizuk devarim kishal taira, you shouldn't be allowed to do this. I'm Rabbi Yosef afal pino. You're right. Even though shemekel Rameir b'pidyonai machmeru b'achila, we're talking about the achila of truma demai. That is Truma Durabanon, or Meiser, Trumas and Meiser Durabanon, that the Trumas Meiser, right, which is Durabanon, if you ate it, then you have to pay a Chaimish. That's when the Chachamim were also Chizik Kedevreim Kishal Tairo, by eating it. But when it came to chilul, to be machal, the money to be paid, you're right, they were actually mekel. Afa pisha mekel, ramei, ripit yainai, machmu bachilasai, and we taka see this in another example, the tanya, lo yitiru, limkar, demai, ela, lisitai. Bilbad. That a chaver, who, meaning is the cheskas, anybody that's buying from a chaver, will assume that it was properly, that trumas and maisers were properly taken off. So a chaver is not allowed to sell his demai, meaning he has stuff that he bought from Aram Haaretz, he can only sell it to a sitan, a wholesaler, bilbad. Okay, so a chaver can only sell it to a wholesaler, because when someone buys from a wholesaler, that they assume that the wholesaler bought it from a bunch of different places, the Hainu from an Amaritz as well, and therefore they're going to go out and say and take Trumas and Maestras. Ubal bayis, benkach, ubenkach, tzarech la'aser. Diver and a mayor, okay, but a person who, a Baal bayis, who buys from an Amaritz and he turns around, okay, whether he sells it in large amounts or small amounts, so Baal bayis, he would, if since someone who's buying from a Baal bayis, we would assume that since it's a mom and pop operation and the Baal Bayis is a chaver, so the person who's buying would assume that it was Trumas and Maestras were taken off properly. Okay, and therefore you can only sell your demai through a wholesaler, then it gets washed, and there's not going to be any assumption that Trumas and Maestras. So again, Rameir is being machmer. And when it comes to, again, because it's a chashash of eating, the chachamim hold that whether it's a sitan or a baal bayis, he can go ahead and sell it, okay? And we're not chashash that the friend is going to think that trumas and maestras were taken off from it, but whether it's from a baal bayis or a sitan. So again, when we talk about the chashash of achilas maestro, we see achila, but when it comes to achila, Rameir is going to be Machmer, also chizik the debate, shaltera, not when it comes to bedia. Masav Ravina, Ravina's going to ask another kasha on this idea that also chizik the debate, kishaltera, Masav Ravina, halakeach men anachdom, if a person buys from a baker, person buys bread from a baker, meiser men hachama alatzainenes, that he can take meiser from the warm ones on the cold ones, umenatzainenes alachama, and from the cold ones on the warm ones, va'afilu midfusim harbe, even if they come from many different forms, meaning like trays, so it looks like they came from different places, Rameir holds that you're still going to allow you to go ahead and take maaser from the different types. You know, we're assuming that these came from all different places. Divrei Rameir. Now, bishlam minatzeinenes alachama, so we'll say that the cold ones on the warm ones you can take maaser on, even though the warm ones are considered better. The cold ones are already old, right? They're not considered as nice. So that's going to work. Why could Rabbi Loi? That's the famous sheet of Rabbi Loi, Damar Rabbi Loi, Minayin L'Torah, Min Arava, Yafa, Shetruma, Satruma, that even though you're supposed to go ahead and take Truma, take your heavier Trumas and Maestras taken from the better stuff, that it's still, or you're supposed to take your Trumas from the better stuff, that it's still going to be Truma. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'lei Sisu Olav Chet, that you shouldn't get an Avera, B'harim Chem Es Chel Bay Mimenu, right? When you fail to take Chel Bay, the best ones. Now the question is, im einai kodesh nisias chet lama. So why would you get an avera if it didn't work? If you attempted to take maaser and taking from the bad stuff wouldn't be a good lakicha, so then why would you get an avera for it? You just didn't do anything. So why? What would be the nisias chet lama? Mikan l'termin arav layafa shetrumas shetruma. So it must be that if you're getting an avera for taking trumas from the bad stuff, must be that it did work. The truma is a good truma, and it doesn't work. And I'm sorry, it does work, but you can get an aveira for it. Ella afilu midefusim harbe. Okay, so I understand why. Again, we said that from cold on warm on cold, or from defusim harbe would be a good truma. But defusim harbe, you have a real issue. Lechosh dilma asir lafrushim min achiyav ala ptor min aptor ala chiyav. We should be choshesh that you might take, meaning that if they came from different defusim, different trays or forms or presses, so then that's assuming that they came from different people, and therefore they came from different people, amaratzim. Some of them may have taken off truma maaser, some of them didn't. And if they did take off, then you're going to have a problem. Or if it came from different people, you have a problem that you are being mafresh from chiyav on ptor, and ptor and chiyav, which you're unable to do. I mean, it has to be all from chiyav. You can only take trumas and maestras from within what's chayev. And here, it may have a failed attempt at taking trumas and maestras. Now, if Rameir, why are we getting to this chayev? Because we're coming off of the last Mishnah, where we're saying that the reason why Rameir was chayev achemish on the achila of trumas maestras on the mai b'shoigeg is because chachamim asu chizik l'divrayim kishol Torah. So why over here aren't we chayshesh? Amar Abaya. So first Abaya comes to attack. So we've had three. This is our third question that we're asking on this din, on the din of our Mishnah, where we talked about Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, that you're going to have to pay a chaymish on that. So the first kasha was, why did the Chachamim, he also Chachamim Chizuk L'Dibayim Kishal Taira? And the Gemara answered yes from Gittin. Then the Gemara asked again from Meiser Sheni, and we said that there's a difference between Meiser Sheni for Pidia, where a mayor could be Makel, versus Achila, where we're Machmer. And now we're asking again from this case of being Tairim, how could you say that a mayor is Asu Chizuk L'Dibayim Kishal Taira? We see here he's Makel, even though there could be a real concern that you're being Tairim, Minha Chiyav Ala Patur. So now Abaye comes to say, hold on 1 second, Rabbi Lazar Shapir Kakasha. Rabbi Lazar had a good Kasha. Meaning, why from Trumas Meiser Shel Demai, the original question that we asked coming off in the Mishnah, was a good Kasha. I'm a Rabbi, I'm a Rabbi Lazar, Kasha the Rabbi Lazar, that was a good Kasha. V'Shmuel Le'Shapir Kamishani. Shmuel, that was a bad answer. Because, okay, the Kasha Le'Shapir Kamishani, Misa Debidei Shamayim, he was asking about a case, was there a mayor so machmer by a case of Misa Debidei Shamayim? What's your worst case scenario? Your worst case scenario is eating Truma, okay, that would be, if you did, even if you did have been mazed, that would be, worst case scenario would be Chiyav Misa B'Dei Shamayim, and you're saying that yes, the Chachamim in this case went ahead and made Chizuk D'Braim Kishal. Where do we see it? Kishal Taira from a case of Eishes Ish that we're saying Chash Zayna, right? Bad get. Umishani Leishmol Misas Bezdin. Dil Mishani Misas Bezdin the Chamira. Just because the Rameir held that Azu Chizuk D'Braim Kishal Taira when it came to Misas Bezdin, when it came to Eishes Ish, doesn't necessarily mean Misa B'Dei Shamayim when it comes to Truma. Okay, so it's a bad answer. It's a bad sushtel. That's Abaye's Kasha. And Rav Sheshes, Loi Shaper, Kam Moisav Le, Dekamri Inu Misa, Umoisav Rav Sheshes. Okay, and Rav Sheshes, that was a bad, Rav Sheshes asked a bad Kasha because he said, how could you say that when it comes to eating Truma, which is worst case scenario, if it was done, the mazid would be Misa B'Dei Shamayim. How could we say that Rameir was also Chizik? We see by Meister Shani, Rameir wasn't also Chizik. Rameir was Megal. Okay, so the Gemara says, and that's a bad kasha. Rav Sheshes Le'Shapir Kam Moisav Le, Dekamri Inu Misa, because we were talking about a case of Trumas Meister and Damai, which, again, Truma, eating Truma, worst case, would have been Misa B'Dei Shamayim, and there Rameir went ahead, and we said Asu Chizuk D'Braim Kishal Taira, and Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha to come Inu Misa Umaisa Rav Sheshes Lav. That's only a Lav, meaning that Rameir was Mekel when it came to Pidia being paid the Meiser Sheni. Well, that's only a Lav. Le'suchal Dechsev Le'suchal Lechal B'Sharecha. Right. So maybe there's degrees, right? And that's really what Rabbi is saying. It's like this: we're talking about a Gezeira D'Rabbanan when it comes to Truma Misa B'Dei Shamayim. You can't bring me a Raya from Eishes Ish, and you also can't ask a kasha for something that's more meikel, which is only a lav. Ulamai demoisiv Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef Shapir Kamashani, but ain't a chanami that it, once we accept the fact that Rav Sheshes asked the question, Rav Yosef had a good answer to that question. Ella Ravina. Now here we're coming to a third kasha, which we're asking from Meiser. We're asking from Trumas and Meisers. We're asking from maybe we should have a concern. How could you go ahead and say that you can take Trumas and Meisers from Lekeach Mina Nachtam? That you could take Meisers from, you don't have to be worried about Chiyav on a Patur. El Ravina, Adem Meisiv, Minachtam, Lesayeya, Le, Mi Palter. Instead of asking, why did Ravina ask on Rameir from the case of Nachtam, he should bring a proof to Rameir that Rameir is going to be Machmer when it comes to Palter. De Tanan, Lekeach, Min a Palter. If you take from a baker, Meiser, Kol Defus, Vetfus, Devar Rameir, that you have to take Meiser from Ish Defus. El Meisach, Lameir, Palter, Mitrei, plus a Gabri's oven. Okay, and this is basically how we're answering the kasha. We're saying it's a bad kasha because really Rameir is Machmer when it comes to Palter, where we really have a concern that they came from different people, where it could be a concern of Maestro Min Achiev al Patur, Min Patur al Achiev, but Nachtoim Nami Mechad Gavra who's oven. Okay, when it comes to a Nachtoim, they, even if it's different to Fusim, it really a Nachtoim normally. That's why Rameir is not going to be chayshish, because normally it would all really come from one person. Now, even though they might look at different shapes and sizes, right? The guy cleaned out his cabinet, and the Nachtam had all different types of tefusim, but it really was all from one person. And the guy either was a guy who took off Trumas and Meisers or didn't, okay? And then you have to take them off. But we don't have a problem of being Meiser min Achiev al Patur. And as we taka see this as a proof from Palter. Now, Abaya attacked the original Kasha. The original teretz, sorry, that Shmuel gave to the original Kasha and Rabbi Lazar, saying, and the Gemara says, yeah, we see from a funny Nachtav. Abaye said, I don't like that answer because
the case b'fanei nechtam, that's a case of eishes ish with a chachamim with misa. Okay, that's misa bidei adam. That's a much more eishes ish. That's more chamer than truma, which is misa bidei shamayim. And therefore, it's a bad answer just because the chachamim were also chizak edivrayim when it came to misa bidei adam. Eishes ish doesn't necessarily mean that they were also chizak edivrayim when it comes to achilas truma, dehainu demai. So Rabba Amar, Rabba says that no, he comes to defend Shmuel's answer from Abaya. He says, Amar Shmuel Shaper Kamashani, it is a good answer, because Shem Misa Ba'olam. All Misa, right? Well, Shem Misa Ba'olam, meaning if your penalty is death. So I could hear you could have a kasha when we asked for Meiser Sheni, which is only a lav. But once you're in the Misa category, Shem Misa Ba'olam, okay, once the penalty is death, so then if the Chachamim were also Chizik Kedivrayim, that's our Meir Shita, by one type of Misa, we're not going to be Machal between different types of Misa. Let's move on to the next Mishnah. Eilu devarim she'ein lo amayna. So the Mishnah says the following things do not have ayna. Ha'avadim, v'shtaris, the karkais. Avadim, shtaris, documents for karkais, land. Ve'akdeshais, ein lo am tashlumei kefel. So not only do they not have ayna, they also don't have ein onela karkais, is a famous one. Ein lo am tashlumei kefel, they don't have kefel. Ve'lo tashlumei b'chamisha, you wouldn't pay dalav behei. Shemer chinam, on avadim, shtaris, and karkais, and ekdeshais, these four things, shemer chinam ein nishba. He wouldn't swear if, let's say, these were stolen, something like that. Nignav, so normally he would swear to say, he wouldn't swear on these things. V'naisei sachar ena mishalem, on geneva v'aveda of these things, a shemer sachar wouldn't actually be chayiv to pay. These are potter. And we'll see all the makaris for this. Or shim and aimer, that it depends. Kodshim, when you said kodshim, enoina l'kodshim, and ain't shvua, right, and all these things. So that would be, it depends on the type of kodshim. If you have bailos on it, you're chayiv, bachrusan, you're responsible for neder, so then yesh lahem ayna. B'she'en chayiv bachrusan, if you're not responsible, like nedava, ein lahem ayna. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, af ha-meicher sefer Torah, behema margolius, one who sells a sefer Torah, behema and margolius, pearl, so we'll see why for these things. Ein lahem ayna, there's no ayna. Amar lo, the Chacham said, by the way, don't think that you can say anything that's like a sefer Torah, behema margolius, le'amru ela es elu. It's only these things specifically, they each have specific reasons, as the Gemara will be mefarish in the future. Now, zak the Gemara. So we said, ein ona l'karkais. Min ani mili. How do we know there's no ona l'karkais? The Tana Rabbanon. We have a brisa that says, v'chi simkuru mimkar la'amisecha. If you sell something to your friend, oy kanoi miyad amisecha, or buy from your friend, davar anikne miyad liyad. That it has to be the only time, and this is the pasuk of ona, al toinu ish es achiv. That is the pasuk, the iser of ona. And so we see it only applies on davar hanikne miyad liyad, because it says oikonoi miyad amisecha yatsu karkais, so that would come to exclude karkais sheinu metatlin, they're not metatlin, yatsu avadim, we would be mamayet avadim from ayna, shahuk shul karkais, because they're makash karkais, yatsu shtarais, and we'll be mamayet shtarais, techsiv v'chisimkaru mimkar, it has to be a mimkar, a chefet, something that is shegufay macher v'gufay kane, something that its guf itself is sold, and a guf is kane, yatsu shtarais, so that would come to exclude shtarais, to ein gufan macher. That you don't actually sell the shtar. Okay, the shtar is not what you're buying in and selling. It's not about the piece of paper. It's about what's in the piece of paper, right? That ostensibly what you would be forwarding on, and therefore there is not going to be ayna on these things because it's not gufay macher and gufay kanei. It's just a shtar functions as a raya. So if somebody actually would sell the shtar for the use of the shtar itself, for the piece of paper, to, let's say, a perfumery, to use as shtaris would be good bottle stoppers, so to put on the tops of the bottle of perfume, so there would be ayna on that. So the Gemara says, pshita. Well, why wouldn't there be ayna? It's any other sale. It's metaltolin, right? Then it's not really a shtar. It's a piece of paper, is what you're selling. So Gemara says, Lafuki, no, we did still want to say, Lafuki, Medrav Kahana, Da'amar, in another pruta is Kamashmalan, Yeshan ala pruta, as we mentioned. And yesterday, Staff, that there is a machlaikis between Lady and Rav Kahana, whether there's an ala prutais or not. Okay? And therefore, this would be going, this Ma'namar would hold that yes, there would be an ala if you sold the piece of paper, even though it's worth very, very little, prutais. Okay, that there would be ayna leprutas. There is a concept of ayna leprutas. Now, what's interesting here, so we mentioned, this is the famous din of ein ayna lekarkois. Okay, the problem is, and the Mefarshim asks this, Kasha the Ramban, actually Allah Torah asks it, that the ikur pasuk, this pasuk, v'chi simkru mimkar amisecha, oikon amisecha, says the pasuk Yim Karlach, which sounds like we're talking about field, which sounds like we're talking about karka. So if the Ikar pasuk is talking about karka, how could you go ahead and say Ein Aina LeKarkois? So that's kasha number one. So the Ramban says that really you're going to be over. The pasuk is talking about the Isser. We have to separate the Isser and the Chiv to pay back for it. That really you're going to be over on the lav of Leitonu, even on karka, but you're not chayiv on the hashava of Aynas Karka, and the reason is that that Karka itself is not something that's subject to Aynas Mamain Pachos Mishtos, right? Again, it would be, we consider Karka has, again, and there is some logic, the Mepharshim speak out, that land isn't subject to Aynas because there is no determinable value, okay? It depends on location, depends on what the value is to each person, right? One person can value it as a lot more than the other person, and therefore it could not be subject to Aina, and therefore is subject to Mechila. Meaning, I want this piece of land, I want to live here, I want this piece of property, and therefore it would be subject to Mechila like Aina on Metaltlin, that's Pachas Mishtos, which he said is subject to Mechila. Now, the Ramban is saying that there's an Isser, so that would be the Ramban Lashitasa, we mentioned it back when we started Aina, that holds that there is an Isser, even Pachas Mishtos, on Aina. Okay, there's just no Chi of Hashava because there's no automatic Mechila. Okay, so that would fit Lashitasa. And again, that what we're saying here is that it's going to be Usr, Aina on Karkais is going to be Usr. It fits within the Isser, and that's what the Pasuk is talking about, the Isser. It just, you wouldn't have to pay for it. Okay? Now, he actually says one step further, and we can see this in the Psukim. Because what does the Pasuk says? V'chi simkaru mimkar la misecha, oikana miyana misecha. So we brought a raya that Aina lala Karkais from the oikana miyana misecha, says the Ramban, that's a lashon yachad. Oikana is singular. But if you look at the originally what did we say? V'chisim geru is plural. That's lashon rabim. So the ikur aina iser, says the Ramban, is on both type of mimkayres. Dahainu, whether it's metaltolin or karka. The oikanoi man misecha, where we're excluding karka, that is on, we're excluding karka specifically from the hashava, from the paying. Okay, so we see that in the pasuk, there's some things that I know would apply dahainu the iser for both karka and metaltolin, and that would be the Shita of the Ramban ala Torah. The Magen Mishnah is Medayik from Tosis later on in Samach Aleph that there's no Isser, I mean, it's not even an Isser Aina on the Karka. And the Sma actually holds this as well, and he says that even though there's no Isser Aina on the Karka, but it would be no worse than Ainas Devarim. Now we're going to have a pasuk, we learn as well Ainas Devarim, that will be coming up. Mirz Hashem will have some Agadat HaGemaras. Okay, so we see that there is definitely Ainas Devarim that is bothering somebody. So overcharging somebody for karka would at least be in the category of Aina Devarim, so you'd get that Isser, even if you don't get the regular Isser of Aina on karka. So that's one point I wanted to mention. The other point is, we said that there is no Aina on Shtaris. In order to say that there's Aina, the Havamina, that there would be Aina on Shtaris, would have to mean that Shtaris is a good sale. Now, Tosfos brings this up. The problem is, and most Rishonim learn, that shtaris cannot be sold midoraisa. They're only sold midorabanan. Okay, some, because there's different numerous reasons given, because it's only as a raya, you're not actually selling the thing. Okay, it's not brushusa in order to sell it. Right, again, it's just documenting what happened. So according to most, so if so, why would we need a, and that's the Tosfos kasha, this addresses it, Tosfos Basra, why would we need a pasuk to exclude Mechiris shtaris from Aina if midaraisa shtaris can't be sold? So the one mahalach is that the Rishonim say that really this is agav. We mentioned the pasuk is just an asmachta and it's written agav. The ikur drasha has to do with karka, which we're then going to say we learn avadim from karkais. It's really from oikana miyad. Okay, and yes, we brought something in. We did tie it into gufay, but that's just an asmachta. So that would be a way to answer that. Now, Hekdeshais. So far we've discussed from the pasuk that there's no Aina when it comes to Karka. There's no Aina when it comes to Avadim. There's no Aina when it comes to Shtaris. There's no Aina, said the Mishnah, when it comes to Hekdeshais. Where do we know this from? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Achiv, Achiv alei Hekdesh. Maskif la Rabbi Mar Mamol, Kolechid tiksiv Yadai, Yadai Mamishu. You're telling me that when it says Yadai, when the pasuk says, Konami Adam Yisachah, has to be something that's passed from hand to hand, meaning Metaltolin. Yad means Yad Davka Metaltolin. I frek the Gemara lemayata dechsev, the pasuk says. Now this is talking about the lands, the original yichus of the lands. That this is that Mayav went ahead and conquered them from Sichon. The parsha brings down in Bamidbar. Vayikachas kol arzay miyadai hachanami. So it says miyadai hachanami. He took the lands miyada. Now you can't take land miyada. If yad means metaltalin, something that passed from hand to hand, then you can't take land. It's lafuke karka. And here we're saying that Mayav took the lands from Sichain miyada, from his hands. Hachanami the cholar miyada habenakale. He was holding the land in his hand. That can't be. So how could you say that yad means metaltalin? Ela me rishusai. It must be that yad means rishusai, from his possession. Hachanami me rishusai. It must mean his possession. So how are you telling me that we're excluding karka? Karka could be in your rishus as well. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. You're telling me that yad doesn't mean yad, only yad, meaning something that goes from hand to hand or something that's held in the hand, that it really means mishus, can't be. V'hatanya, we have a brisa. So the pasuk says, im himatsei simatsei v'yadai, if a person stole his sherman pekadon and he stole it, im himatsei simatsei v'yadai hageneva, mitshar achamar atzechai v'shnayim yishalim, the ganav goes ahead, he steals it, ein li ela yadai, that he finds it, yadai, he finds it in his hand, but, meaning, or he took it, simatsei v'yadai, that he took the geneva. How do we know that you're going to pay kefil for stealing it? Let's say somebody's animal walked into your yard and you locked it. So now it walked in. It wasn't yad. You didn't take it with your hand. But you have to do a ma'isa b'yadayim, Rashi explains over here. But how do we know that your chatzar can be mechayev and you're going to pay kefil? So Tam Alamer. So we're learning the riboy of chatzar. We have Tam Alamer imatzei simatzei mekol makam. Now, taima, your chatzar only is going to be kaina because I have a riboy. Taima, the chatzar rachmanim imatzei simatzei. Halav hachi, if not for that, havamina kol hecha dechsev yad, yadei mamish. Okay, that it has to be only yad. Meaning, if not for the himatzei simatzei, I would have said yad means davka yad, something that's in your hand. Meaning, the only time you're going to be chayav kefil is when the guy, ganav, went ahead and took it with his hands. V'su tanya, and we see another example of v'nasam biyada, the get has to be put into her hand. Ein li eliyada, that when it says yad, it really means only yad. Gag chatzer v'karfif. How do we know that the gag chatzer and karfif of an isha is acceptable for accepting her get? V'nasan, right? Karfif minayin. Tamalomer v'nasan mikol makan. That it says v'nasan. So again, time the kas v'rachman of v'nasan. We're marbit from v'nasan. Halav hachi avamina kol hechid the kas of yaday yaday mamish. I would have said that yaday only means yad. So we have a problem, right? Yad. We're saying like in our sugya, we have a countless rayas to this, or two at least. I wouldn't say countless, but we have two rayas to this that we said yad is only something, a nickname, a yad, the yad, taken with a hand literally. How are we going to deal with the fact that we have a pasuk in Bamidbar which says vayikach es kol artzei miyaday, and that means rishos, ela kol yaday yaday mamish, who, v'shani hasam delekel neimer hachi ela berishos, that normally yad means yad itself, and shani hasam delekel neimer hachi, okay, over there, when it comes to, right, when it comes to the case of Sichain and Mayav, there we can't explain it any other way. So there could mean Rishusai, but the standard meaning is always going to be Yad, Yad Mamish. Bayi Rabbi Zera. Now, we're talking about Aina. Schiris, Yesh Aina. When you rent something that doesn't have Aina, Ein Aina. Or is there not Aina? Memkar, Marachmana, that it's only when it comes to selling something, Abel Schiris, Aydilma Leishna. Maybe, or we could say that no, Schiris is a form of Memkar. Bayi Miksiv, Mimkar, La'ilam. A sale doesn't have to be a sale forever. Mimkar, Stomach Siv. It says Mimkar, buying and selling. Vahainami, Biyoime, Mechirahu. A rental is nothing but a sale for a day. Okay, and therefore, Schiris, renting something would be subject to Aina. Now, Roiv Rishonim hold that Schiris Metaltalin, it's only Schiris Metaltalin, but because Karka, as we're seeing from here, that Schiris is a Mecher, so if Schiris from Metaltalin, if Schiris is like Mecher, so that means Schiris of Karka would be like a Mecher of Karka, and we said Ein Anala Karkais. Okay, also, in regards to Seicher Payalim, most Rishonim hold that it has to be v'chisim kuru mimkar. It has to be something like metaltalin, but let's say you hired a worker, there is no concept of aina there either, okay? And the Rambam actually says, according to one of his tractates, that seicher payel lizman would be like avadim, so he would argue, the Rambam would argue, and he would hold that since a seicher payel for a time, it's like avadim, and avadim ain lo aina, so you wouldn't have aina there as well, okay? And also, a schir kablon, according to most Rishonim, so again, if it's not an employee you hire, but you hire to do a job, so most Rishonim would say there's no aina, but according to the Rambam, where there he's not, the only reason there's no aina according to the Rambam, by a seicher, when you hired a payel, is because it's like avadim, a kablon, which is not like avadim, so then you would be subject to aina. Bayi Rava, chitin v'zarim b'karka. Let's say you took seeds and you put them in the ground. Mahu. So again, the problem is this can be considered karka or not. Yesh lamayna, ein lamayna. Kiman deshadyun bekadyun damin. Are we going to view the seeds as if they're thrown into a pot? Okay, or v'yesh lamayna, and therefore it's metalton. They have an idoma, but lino agav ara. They will be bottled to the ground. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. What exactly happened over here with the seeds in the ground? Let's say the seller said, I'm selling you a piece of land, and I threw in six seeds. She only put in five. That would be regular old mekach tais. That's not subject to aina, because you told me that you put in six, and really Adam came and said five. So you lied to me. It's a mekach tais. Okay, meaning the meicher said, I'm selling you a piece of land that I've now seeded. I put in the around amount of seeds it needs. And then it turns out that you didn't. Meaning you thought you did, but you didn't. Okay? Yesh lema ein lo yinna. Does this have aina or not? And Tosfos says, I would still make achtos if you thought you did. So he says that no, the meicher saw that really only put in five. He wasn't thinking six, but rather he figured that it only needed five. Okay, and it turns out that no, he was wrong and it needed six. So it is a case of mistake, okay, not mekach tois, where you lied about it and it was conditional on the sale, okay, and it's still not going to be considered aina, Taisa says, aina's karka, because if you would have put the right amount, so then, in other words, the sale here and what went wrong had nothing to do with the karka. So we wouldn't consider it aina's karka. Now, so the question is like this. So, Do we consider these seeds in the ground? Or is it bottled to the ground? Now, in similar vein, just like we know, are we going to view the seeds as if it is put in a pot, okay, and it's metaltal? Now, nice to tie in second day of Pesach's daf to Eimer, when we start Sefer Eimer. So, Eimer Matiran. Again, will the Eimer be maturit to be eaten? Eimer matiran. Okay, do we view this as land or not? Do we view them as disconnected? And the Gemara just has to understand this a little bit, just so we can understand the sugya of Eimer. E da ashrush, if the seeds took root, tanina. E lo yashrush tanina. Well, it depends. It shouldn't depend on whether they're seeds on the ground, bottle or not, but rather, did they take root? Why? Because the Tanan, the Mishnah says, imishrishu kaidem la Eimer, if they took root, Eimer matiran. If they took root, then when you get to Tes Zayin Nisan, okay, when you get to, you start counting for the Eimer is going to be Matiran. The Imlav, and if not, Asurin Achiyavar Eimer Haba. Okay, you're going to have to get to the Eimer Haba, it's going to have to wait. So it's dependent on if it took root or not. What is the fact that there are seeds there? So the Gemara says, Leitzricha, what are we talking about? The Chatzdinu Bezarinu, you cut them and you replanted them, Kaidim Leimer, right before the Eimer. Ve'asale Eimer Ve'chalif Alayu, while they were buried in the ground, the Eimer, right, you passed the time of the Eimer, Ve'loi Ashreish, and they didn't take root, kaidam lo aimer. So mahu, here's the question, mahu l'minkat u'mechol minayu. Can you take them? Meaning, they weren't ashrish, but the question is, can I now remove them from the ground? Do we say, kiman deshajim bekad yadami, that they were always like metaltalin, and therefore, they were metaltalin past the aimer, and since they were cut before, the aimer is matiran, visharinu, aimer, aidilma batlinu agavara, do we now say it's going to be subject to the same rules of the ground, and as if it's still planted in the ground, and... and it's bottle, okay? Again, in all these three questions, when you have something that is tangential to the ground, but it is somewhat in the ground, are we going to view it as karka, bottle to the karka? Because it's really, they're all serving the purpose of the karka. So is it bottle to the karka? And then it'll be subject to eino nala karkais? Or do we view it as metaltalin? And the Gemara to all those says, teku. So just to quickly, we finished up the sugya. We asked a couple kashas on the and we asked a couple more kashas on that, and then we got into the sugya of Aina. We said that Aina na lavadim v'shtaris karkais hekdeishais. We learned that from the psukim v'chisimker limker l'misecha kanam yad misecha davar niknam yad liyad hukshu avadim lekarkais. And we said shtar because it's not gufa and macher and gufa and kanoi. And we said it's a misecha, okay, meaning hektishes, because I'm sorry, it says achiv, okay, and it doesn't say hektish. And then we asked the shayla, is there a na beschiris? And we said, yes, there would be a na to schiris. According to most Rishonim, it would fall within the second. Schiris is basically a mini memkar, it's a memkar lizman, okay, and therefore it would follow the din of aina. And Rav Zeir, then we had these three shilas, okay, in regards to Israel not if you were Zaran Chitim Bekarka, meaning the seller said he did what he needed to, and it turned out that he didn't, the right amount for this karka. He didn't do what he needed to. Is there or not in that case? So, do we view the seeds as metaltolin, or do we say they're bottled to the karka? And similarly, the same shayla came, and we were unable to answer for all three, is, are you going to be nishba on these seeds? And what about if the omer is machlef, okay, do we view them as if they were cut before, and then they're going to be mutter based on the omer? Or do we say that, no, or do we say that it's bottled to the karka, and it's like it's in the karka, and it's going to have to go into the new omer cycle?